From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama says the Republican plan to boost the economy released this week isn't a prescription for a better future, but an echo of a disastrous decade. He said the Republicans claim they got their ideas from a website called America Speaking Out.
So America may be speaking out, but Republicans in Congress sure aren't listening. They want to put special interests back in the driver's seat in Washington. They want to roll back the law that will finally stop health insurance companies from denying you coverage on the basis of a pre-existing condition. They want to repeal reforms that will finally protect hardworking families from hidden rates and penalties every time they use a credit card, make a mortgage payment, or take out a student loan.
In the Republican address, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who says the Republican plan rejects the notion that Americans can simply tax, borrow, and spend to prosperity. Political comedian Stephen Colbert testified before a House subcommittee yesterday on immigrant labor. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Stephen Colbert told the House members that America is far too dependent on immigrant farm workers to pick its fruits and vegetables.
Now, the obvious answer is for all of us to stop eating fruits and vegetables. And if you look at the recent obesity statistics, you'll see that many Americans have already started.
Colbert's shtick is to satirize a Glenn Beck-style conservative TV commentator, hence this question.
Now, I'm not a fan of the government doing anything, but I've got to ask, why isn't the government doing anything?
Colbert was invited to the hearing by California Democrat Zoe Lofgren, though most Republicans and some Democrats seemed displeased by his testimony. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge in Tacoma, Washington, is ordering that the Air Force reinstate a decorated flight nurse who had been kicked out of the service for being gay. Major Margaret Witt had sued to get her job back. Aaron Kaplan's her lawyer. He says Witt hopes to rejoin her unit as soon as possible.
Our client is someone who wanted to have a career in the military. It's been her dream since she was a teenager.
Earlier this month, a federal judge in California ruled the don't ask, don't tell policy is unconstitutional. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed on behalf of U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. His father is suing to have the suspected terrorist removed from the CIA's capture or kill list. The Justice Department says the suit would risk the disclosure of classified information and that would threaten U.S. security. Flood warnings are still in effect for more than a dozen counties in Wisconsin. Floods this week have forced hundreds of people from their homes there, as well as in neighboring Minnesota. Rebecca Art is with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. She says they've had to close at least two highways.
Don't put yourself at risk and drive through water over the road. It's just not worth it. You can't tell how deep it is. And as little as 6 inches can carry a car away, a small car away.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty toured three of the hardest-hit towns yesterday. You're listening to NPR News. Tropical Storm Matthew is bringing heavy rain to Honduras and Nicaragua. More than 10,000 people have been ordered to leave their homes because of the possibility of flash floods and landslides. Classes have been suspended until further notice to allow thousands of schools to be used as shelters. A Christian event at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, is drawing protests from watchdog groups. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports critics say Rock the Fort illegally entangles government with religion.
The event is sponsored by Army Chaplains and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and it takes place on Fort Bragg's parade field. It will include rock bands and a call to faith that is in part aimed at converting children. Barry Lynn at Americans United for the Separation of Church and State says that is illegal.
It's really not the Army's job to try to convert Americans in or out of the military to Christianity, but that seems to be what the Rock the Fort event is all about, and it needs to be stopped.
An Army spokesman says the base allows other groups to use its parade ground, and so it's not favoring a particular religion. But legal scholars say using government resources to evangelize civilians in the community may be unconstitutional. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
A U.S. border inspector is in jail in El Centro, California, charged with taking money in exchange for allowing vehicles filled with drugs to enter the country. According to the criminal complaint, Oscar Ortiz Martinez took $52,000 on two occasions and allowed vehicles to pass through his booth. He's been charged with bribery, conspiracy, and attempting to import cocaine and methamphetamines. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Support.